And what they find there is that Saruman has tried to ruin it. He sent his ruffians, and he's made some deals with some corrupt hobbits, and trees are cut down, and there's lots of gathering and sharing, but no one actually gets to share. They just gather, and things are poor, and there's lots of rules. Well, the hobbits, now that they're grown up, Merry and Pippin particularly, also Sam, less so Frodo, because Frodo's rather burnt out, and he's a complete pacifist, and pacifism isn't needed at this particular moment. But Merry, Pippin, and Sam rouse the Shire, chase out the ruffians, and set things to rights. And so on the very, very large scale where they've chased out Sauron and set things to rights in Middle-earth, they've done it on the small scale in the Shire now. Gandalf says, you have all grown, among the great you are now. And that's the psychological journey that we saw in The Hobbit for Bilbo, that we've seen on a much grander scale for all of the hobbits, though less so for Frodo, who's become sacrificed, but much more so for Merry, Pippin, and Sam. Finally, Saruman gets killed in the Shire, and that's kind of the conclusion of the end. Evil is removed from Middle-earth. But the book isn't over yet. Frodo is unable to enjoy the Shire because of his many wounds and because of the loss of the ring. And after a time, he decides that he's going to depart with the elves and go across the sea from Middle-earth with Galadriel and Elrond, who are leaving now that the power of the Three Rings is gone. And he meets up with Bilbo, who is also leaving, who's very, very, very old at this point. And they get on a ship at the Grey Havens and sail across the sea, leaving behind Sam, who's married and has children back in the Shire, and Merry and Pippin and the mortals. The last line of The Lord of the Rings, when Sam returns home and they set his little daughter on his lap, and he says, well, I'm back, is one of the most heartbreaking lines in literature, because everything that Frodo's done and everything that Sam has done, it comes down to going on with your life, being back to start everything over again. Not necessarily to start an adventure, but to start living in the Shire. When Frodo and Bilbo go across the sea, I know myself, I always thought that that was some kind of heaven and that they'd get to live forever. It would be a great reward. But in fact, Tolkien said they were going to the Blessed Land to die. They would be healed of their pain. They would enjoy some time there, but they too would die. And I find that even more heartbreaking in a sense. There's no great reward for doing such wonderful things as saving the world. So what are the large themes that we can see that have worked all the way through The Lord of the Rings, or that might take us till the very end of the book to see how they played out? Well, I think one of the most important ones, and probably the one that has given so much impetus to the Christian criticism that's been a growth industry in the past 20 years, is the theme of mercy. Nobody ever gets punished for being merciful, even when it's dangerously merciful. Even when it's letting Gollum live, when he's right behind you and you know he wants to try to kill you in order to get the ring, even that mercy isn't punished. Now, it's true that some people have criticized Tolkien that no orcs are given any mercy. Tolkien himself found this ridiculous. He said, a book that breathes mercy from one end to the other shouldn't be criticized for not giving quarter to orcs. But that is a problem in some ways, depending on how you look at it. The theme of mercy is there throughout the books. The theme of loss is there throughout the books. Despite the victory at the end, really the entire falling action, it's Theoden's funeral, it's the departing and saying goodbye to everyone, saying goodbye to Rivendell, seeing the Shire damaged, and then saying goodbye to Frodo and Sam. It's a very, very long saying goodbye that's really heart-wrenching when you read it, especially when you read it after all that's come before. So there's a theme of loss. There's a theme of loss of immortality. And there's a theme that the world is not as good now as it was before because of how evil has marred it.